Hey everyone, welcome to the Magical Healing the World podcast. My name is David and super excited to talk to you all today. We are actually in the midst of a really powerful retreat. We just got done facilitating two powerful nights of ayahuasca at Ayahuasca Retreat here in Texas. And we're now doing Megan's Mushroom Mindset Reprogramming Retreat. So Megan's ceremony that she's facilitating for a really beautiful group of souls is tomorrow. She is resting and getting ready for that. So you just got me tonight one more time, and then Megan will be back with us. But we're right in the middle of a retreat. But I wanted to jump on and talk about a few things. And this retreat has been really special. For those of you that have been following us for a while, you know that we're big fans of Truth Seeka. Truth Seeka is an incredible rap artist that has a very deep messages in his work and in his songs. I was actually initially really attracted to his music years ago. I went through a bit of a Kundalini awakening, and it was like really hard to explain. It's like 3 days of being plugged into an electrical socket. This was years ago, and I don't even really use headphones, but during that time years ago, this song came to me that was called I Am by Truth Seeka, and he had a few guest artists on there, but that song was instrumental for me. There are so many beautiful messages and codes in that music, and I've listened to him for years, and I randomly shot him a message just off some intuition about 5 months ago. And he responded. And the crazy part is we ended up jumping on a call. We connected off social media, jumped on a call. And he said he had a dream the night before that he was supposed to do some kind of important concert. So that's why he responded to the message. Anyway, I say all that to say he is such a genuine, amazing human. Like, I don't know if he's human, but he is an incredible being. Him and his wife came out. He's so humble, so genuine. So authentic, and as is his wife, and they actually ended up sitting with us. So, y'all, I can't tell you how special it was for me, not to make it just about me here, but it was really special for me because I've been listening to him for so long. He's been so impactful in my life. And for those that have come to our retreats, after people go through a really deep healing process, these two nights of ayahuasca are just so life-changing, so powerful. And after that, I take everyone through what I call a rising ritual, which is a really powerful morning routine. I take them through the ice bath experience. I take them through some breath work and some stillness and journaling. But I always play Truth Seeka's song. Well, I give them an option what song they want to play, but I always do play Truth Seeka's I Am song during that process, because these messages are so deep and powerful. And because of all the conditioning and programming of the world and religious indoctrination and all kinds of things, most people can't really hear the messages in the music unless you have a certain depth of awareness and your mind is also open. And so after going through ayahuasca, there's a deep purification process. There's a deep eye-opening process of some deeper truths that you can see, because all these false identities and these ridiculous things that have been programmed into us are cleaned away. So I always play his music at the end of the retreat because people can really feel how special it is. On a side note too, with Truth Seeka, his name's Derek. He said he actually puts really beautiful prayers and codes into the music that are really quiet. So, it's just really special. He was out here, and this was actually his first time drinking the medicine. He's worked with a lot of psychedelics. He has a deep respect for him, deep connection to the Divine Mother, and so I actually got the opportunity to serve him his first ayahuasca, which is just mind blowing. It was really special to me. And he did so good. He did so good. We have some really powerful medicine from some beautiful teachers from the Amazon, from Colombia. So the medicine we have right now is stronger than the usual brew. And he did so good. He did so well. And, you know, I won't speak on his experience. That's his personal stuff. But, you know, and there's no judgment either way, but I can really kind of see into people in ayahuasca, because you got to make some hard decisions. You know, it's really the depth of you choosing comfort and, or you choosing discomfort, but getting to the root of some uncomfortable things. You know, I can really kind of see where people are at in ceremony with that. And again, there's no better or worse and no judgment, but he did all three cups and he really, really went to some beautiful places. So anyway, I say all that to say the topic I want to talk about to you all tonight is the importance of authenticity. It is everything, everything. And it's, man, it's such a root of creating your dream life. It's a root of creating your most loving, vulnerable relationships that are your most intimate relationships. It's the root of, you know, manifesting the opportunities you want to. And it's the root of like you just being genuinely happy with yourself. And the reason why it's such a big piece of this when I'm talking about it is because one of the main factors that keeps people away from all of these things is the fear of judgment of other people. Judgment's one of the most powerful programs controlling people, from religious indoctrination telling you that if you don't act this way or be this way or believe these things, you're going to burn for eternity, or and you should hate people that aren't like you, and all these little subconscious programs, all the major systems. You know, there may be good people in the systems, but all the major systems are foundationally built to unconsciously program people with four energies, four specific energies: fear, doubt, guilt, and shame. Western medical system, even the school systems, the media, politicians, fear, doubt, guilt, and shame. They use these energies to control people. And judgment is a huge component of that. And because most of us, if not all of us to some degree, were raised with so much judgment because, you know, our parents may not have had the awareness, and obviously they were doing the best they could at the time based upon their experiences and based upon the tools they had. But regardless, well, many of us grew up around straight up judgment. So it gets conditioned into the child's mind, makes the child a perfectionist, and it really pushes them away from their authenticity. And, you know, one of the things ayahuasca does is really help you get rid of these ridiculous identities that we create for ourselves because of the fear of judgment. So because we're afraid of being judged as when we're younger, and we're like put into a school system, and we want our parents, we want our teachers' approval and them to like us, and we want our friends' approval and for them to like us. And our parents, you know, again, may have had their own traumas they weren't healing or dealing with. So they expect us to be one way, and we want to be like that, and we want them to like us. So like all these identities, it goes deep. It goes deep, y'all. Like people have all these identities they've built up and may not even be aware of it. So I'm saying all that to say authenticity is everything. As soon as you start really embodying your authentic self, things start changing fast. And you know what? This world is not very authentic right now. You know, the world is not a safe space right now, but it's changing. It is happening. It, you know, people are developing communities. People are doing the healing work. But right now, it's like even you're going to get judged. One of the necessary steps of stepping into your authentic power and speaking your authentic truth is judgment. Is judgment. It's just part of it. It's like almost a necessary initiation to just stand in being judged and be fine with it. Because the automatic response sometimes is to judge someone back for judging you. But you don't want to get caught in that cycle, right? So just really being able to stand in your authentic power. There was a really beautiful study. Oh, I don't have it on me right now. I have to look it up. But there was, they studied thousands of people and they hooked them up to all these machines, and they were rating the frequency that's coming out of their heart and their brain waves, and they were checking what is like the highest, most potent vibration, what's the most potent feeling or embodiment. And they went through all these different things, and usually when I ask people, I'm like, what do you think the most positive rating was? And it wasn't love or gratitude, it was actually authenticity was. Which is beautiful. You know, what that sacred truth means is your most natural, authentic, true self is your most abundant, is your most prosperous, is your most loving. Now, to get to that is a bit of a journey. It's a journey. It's very difficult, if not near impossible, to be fully authentic if you are holding decades of suppressed trauma. if you are holding decades of suppressed and repressed emotions, if you have, or are you surrounded by toxic people that are judging you and gossiping all the time? Like if you know, the people you surround yourself with is a huge important factor. Your brain adapts to the things that it's mostly around. This is why you hear the saying, you are the combination or the summarization of the five people you spend the most time with. There's some truth to that. But I want to share the message that your most authentic self is so imperfectly perfect and will begin to align you with all the right things. Now, to get to that authentic nature, there is a process. And I do speak about this often, but this is why I talk about the healing journey being absolutely necessary. I don't believe in a lot of the spiritual sayings out there. A lot of the spiritual communities I feel are heavily infiltrated. That's a whole nother topic. But one of the sayings is like, your healing journey is forever. Now, granted, if you're up to date on my most recent podcast, I did just go through a really wild, unexpected healing layer. If you don't know what I'm talking about, reference the last podcast. So there is, I understand that there are layers and layers to healing, 100%. We've had the blessing of working with thousands of people over the years at different capacities and really, really deep ways. However, I do not agree your healing journey is forever. I do not agree with that. I think your words are powerful. And I think if you say that and believe it, sure, you will always find something that you feel like you need to heal, or you might hang on to something. But I don't believe that. I think you can 100% fully heal. You can fully heal from your traumas. You can fully heal from your suppressed emotions. Now, your evolving journey is forever. Your conscious evolving journey, spiritual wisdom, continuing to grow and evolving, that is forever, but not your healing journey. So I say all that to say, I have found that the healing journey is an absolute necessity in the beginning to focus on. I could not imagine, and I don't like to speak in absolutes, but I couldn't imagine any way around it. Your healing journey is an absolute necessity to be a priority in the beginning, because if you are holding the energy of suppressed traumas, if you're holding the energy of suppressed emotions, if you are not facing any kind of really uncomfortable situations that are still in your unconscious and energetic body, it's going to cause disruptions. A thought creates a feeling puts out the vibration, a vibration attracts the experience. If you're holding the energy of suppressed trauma and suppressed emotions, that's going to impact the vibration you emit, which is going to impact the people you attract into your life, the cycles you attract into your life, the patterns, the financial situation, the professional opportunities, whatever. It's going to impact all of that. And you know, again, a lot of the communities don't like to talk about this stuff and pretend it's not real. But if you have, if there are entity attachments, you know, if there are different kinds of ancestral things going on, people don't like to talk about ancestral curses and, these kind of things that are very real. if any of these things are happening, again, I don't want to speak in absolutes, but it is really, really difficult, to say the least, to truly embody a consistent level of your authentic nature. So the healing journey is an essential piece to focus on in the beginning. And then part of that healing journey is beginning to detach from the care of what others think and find that your truth is much more important than how anyone thinks about your truth. And we've been through the ringer on that. We have really been through the absolute ringer on it, especially when it comes to plant medicine. There's so much stigma out there, and there's so much different kinds of people hating on it, and kind of indoctrination and fear-based beliefs around it. Especially with ayahuasca, it's so interesting to me. It's like the main reason why most people don't experience ayahuasca is out of fear. But they go to people that have never experienced ayahuasca ever and then take their opinion as valid. It's like, well, my grandfather said that ayahuasca is going to put demons in me, or something ridiculous like that, when this person has never this person heard something from his pastor and read something or watched something on a documentary 5 years ago, instead of people that have worked with the medicine, because it's incredibly holy, incredibly sacred, and incredibly healing, like miracle-based healing we've seen month after month. But my point of all that is when your most authentic way will be listening to your internal intuition and your internal self. not the opinions of others. And not saying the opinions of others can't be helpful, but it's really considering the source. If you're going to go get brain surgery done, would you ask someone that has done 1,000 brain surgeries, or would you ask the plumber that is really great at working on plumbing but has no clue about brain surgery? 99% of people that get freaked out about ayahuasca are asking someone that has no clue about ayahuasca, but it's a person in their life that they may trust, even though that person has no clue about it. You can take that example for anything, but part of this journey, my point of all that is, part of this journey is really moving out of the head. The logic and the mind and the thought process is beautiful, but it's moving into your heart space. It's moving into what are you feeling, and trusting your intuition and trusting your feelings and trusting this guidance. There's this beautiful guidance system that's always trying to give you little clues, little tips here and there, but ultimately leaving it up to you. But your authenticity will lead the way. Your authenticity will shine such a beautiful, beautiful light on your path. But it's continuing to work towards that authenticity. This is a little tip, but I share this in our integration. You know, we do these retreats, and at the end of the retreat, we always have a really big integration talk, and we actually have a beautiful integration program too. Now that we launched a few months back, that's so helpful for people that go through these powerful processes. But one of the things I talk about, which also ties into your authenticity, is creating an entire hour of your day for your creative time. Like, put aside 1 hour a day for creative time. And when I do talk to people about that, a lot of like, well, I don't have time for this. And that's not true. That's not true. You know, Buddha has a great quote. He says, if you say you can't meditate for 10 minutes, you should meditate for an hour. And it's true. Whatever is happening in your day, you're consenting to it. It's a really deep foundational measure of continuing to move out of any kind of victim complex in your mind and stepping into your power and taking ownership for the life that you're experiencing, because the life you're experiencing right now is just a combination of your thoughts and feelings of the past. So you do have control over your day and what you are not consenting to. The layer of fear of thinking you're not supported may make you think you're trapped doing something or being somewhere, but you are so much more supported than you may think, or maybe you do know how supported you are, which is great. But my point of all that is, every being has the ability to make an hour a day for creative time if they want it enough. And the benefit of taking an entire hour just for you to be creative, no agenda, no to-do, none of that, your creative expression will start to come out. It'll be really beautiful. We all have this beautiful creative energy within us. And that creative energy is the energy connected to God too, because it's creating. But so many of you, if you're listening to this, I guarantee you there is a gift, some kind of special gift or ability with your creative nature inside you right now that is just waiting to come out, but it just needs an opportunity. And that ties right into your authenticity, because this natural creative energy that you have is part of your most authentic nature. So my point of all of this is, one way to tap more into your authentic nature is to make an hour a day of creative time. If you want to learn how to play an instrument, pick up a drum, pick up a guitar, start singing, do journaling, whatever you want to do, walk in nature, whatever you want to do, but something that taps into your creative ability, painting, drawing, whatever, but something that taps into your creative ability that just lets your mind go and see where the creativity takes you. But just that practice alone, it'll do a few things. It'll tap you more. You know, when I say masculine, feminine energies, we all have the energies within us. So take away the concept of male, female for a second. But a big part of this is being able to balance the masculine, feminine energies within you. And you can tap more into that feminine energy, which is the energy of that creative power, by doing this as well. So just a really beautiful, powerful way to bring back or to embody this more authentic version of you. And a big part of that of your most authentic nature is being able to speak your truth, being able to speak your truth, if it's uncomfortable or not. And there's a really big piece that I'm going to talk about here and kind of end on, because it's one of the most difficult, but one of the most important, I feel anyway. And that is being able to have uncomfortable conversations and speak your authentic truth. Because so many people shy away from that. They shy away from the uncomfortable conversations for fear of loss of love. Well, I don't want to have this uncomfortable conversation because they might not love me or they might leave me. Well, guess what? I don't mean to sound harsh, but if you speaking your truth and you having an uncomfortable conversation that's on your heart with someone, if they leave you for that or they stop liking you or loving you or whatever for that, good. They were not meant for your highest timeline. They were not meant for your highest good. That means there is someone else or other beings that will listen to you, will respect your word, respect your truth, will treat you the way you deserve to be treated. But they will not come in if you are not speaking your truth in this current situation. It's like this, again, another necessary initiation to speak your truth and have those uncomfortable conversations. And the beautiful thing is, if they are meant for you, they will respect it, and it'll give them an opportunity. It'll give them an opportunity to potentially your conversation to be a catalyst for their understanding of something they may not be seeing, and helping them grow and evolve too. So if it's a win-win, most people don't have uncomfortable conversations for fear of losing something, when it's the total opposite. All you do is gain. If you have an uncomfortable conversation with someone, one of two things is going to happen. One, they're going to, it's may not be a pleasant conversation, but you'll get out what's on your heart, and they're going to hear you, and they're going to look within themselves and see what they could shift to help whatever situation is coming up that you're speaking about, which is great. That means that relationship will just deepen and become even more beautiful and more powerful and more constructive and more symbiotic. Or two, they won't respect it and it won't go well, but they will, because of you speaking your truth and you creating whatever boundary, which is a whole nother topic, maybe they will step away. Maybe they really aren't for your highest good, but suffering, some people suffer their entire lives not able to speak their truth, and in relationships that really aren't serving them because they think they're unable to speak their truth. And it's and again, there's no judgment in it. Everyone is absolutely it's fair for anyone to have whatever experience that they're choosing to have, either consciously or unconsciously. But it is such a power move, an authentic, powerful move to step into your power, speak your authentic truth, and lean into the uncomfortable conversations. I'm going to give you all a little tip to close this out for the uncomfortable conversations. I call it a conscious, loving conversation. Okay. Megan and I have used this time and time again. It's not foolproof, but it's something that could potentially help. If I know I need to have I feel like I need to have an uncomfortable conversation with Megan, I'll say, "Hey, can we have a conscious, loving conversation?" Usually she'll be like, "Oh, okay." Because we know it's going to be kind of a more of a difficult conversation about something that is on our heart or whatever. But when you do that, when you set that up, it creates, even if it's just like 1%, it creates a little bit more of a safer container to have this conversation. Two, speak from your heart. Speak whatever feelings are there. If it's anger, speak it. If it's sadness, speak it. If it's, the more vulnerable you can be, the better. But speak from your heart. Three, this is a difficult one, but remain unattached to the outcome of that conversation. My dog is snoring in the background. If y'all have heard that random times, Carly. Three, remain unattached to the outcome of that conversation. Here's why, and I don't mean this in a negative, derogatory way, but if you are attached to the outcome of this conscious conversation that you're having, you're going to be a little manipulative in how you express yourself because you want it to go a certain direction, okay? So remain unattached to the outcome of that conversation. Trust and have faith that wherever it goes, whatever happens is going to be for the highest good because you just spoke your truth, okay? It may go your way, it may not go your way. The last piece, also be open to hearing what they have to say too. So be open to being, not that right or wrong matters here. It's not about right or wrong. It's about expressing your truth. But be open to listening to the other party. Okay. There's been many times I've went and sat down, had a little conscious conversation with Megan, very sure of what I wanted to talk to her about her, And it got turned right back around. And I had to sit with the realization that there was something I was doing that was actually really creating this whole situation. And sometimes it was her, and it doesn't matter who it was or right or wrong or anything, but initiating that conversation brought deeper awareness to both of us to certain extents and how we can continue to grow together in a more healthy way. But it won't happen until that conversation is initiated. So be open to listening to them too, because you may be wanting to initiate this conscious conversation, but you may be missing something in your right rear mirror that you're doing that may be an important piece that you're missing. So I wanted to share that with you, because all that will create so much more authenticity in your life. It'll create more authenticity within you, more authentic relationships, and it just helps so many things and creates such a beautiful human experience in so many ways when you're authentic. So have those uncomfortable conversations. And again, to recap that piece, initiate a conscious, loving conversation. Speak from your heart. Remain unattached to the outcome of the conversation and listen to the other party too. So just a little thing I wanted to share with you. I know y'all are wanting to get Megan back on here. She's amazing on our podcast, and she'll be back on. We're in the midst of back-to-back retreats, back-to-back healing retreats that we're facilitating. Ayahuasca is done. Megan is doing her mushroom ceremony tomorrow. So she's resting after a really intense but beautifully healing retreat. But we have so much love for you all. Thank you for listening. If you haven't yet, feel free to subscribe to this podcast. Every Monday evening, we're going to be releasing a new episode. And anyone that's called to any of our retreats, we are sold out all the way until January 11th. But we still have a few spots January 11th in Texas. And in February is our next mushroom retreat. So in February 1st to 4th is another ayahuasca retreat, and we have a mushroom retreat in February too. So feel free to message us or email us at david@magical.com if you have any questions about any of that. I hope you all have a wonderful evening and keep working to embody that most authentic self. That is one of the most important things of this experience, because it aligns you with all your most authentic, highest timeline experiences. And definitely check out Truth Seeker if you haven't heard of him. Oh my gosh, check out his song, I Am. He has so many other amazing songs, and he's just such a beautiful being of authenticity and truth. Really, really incredible stuff. So y'all have a wonderful night and happy healing.